Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thanks for logging on to YAT Radio. It's time for Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. Welcome to the show. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you throughout the land, wherever you're listening. Thank you for turning us on. You know what day it is. It's Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound. About to have a great show. Man, we always have a great time. Before we do anything else, let's pause and humble ourselves and thank God for an opportunity. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you honor, glory, and praise. We thank you for this opportunity on this day, Lord God, to open our eyes with breath in our bodies, with your Holy Spirit taking over our lives. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that you've done. Forgive us for our sins, our transgressions. Father God, bless the mics. Father God, bless the show, the listeners, Lord God. Let us break chains as we do this on a beautiful Sunday. God bless you, and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody suit up. Put on your full armor of God. You know what time it is. It's time to break chains. We present to you Raising the Sound. Here's our theme song. Boy, this is going to blow your mind. Here it is. Everything's about to be big. YAT Radio is signing on. Let's go, y'all.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is going to be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating. God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
he's working a miracle just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be. Shouting into my promise. Why?
God's gonna open doors of heaven. Pour me out a blessing.
I won't have room.
All the wrongs will be faded.
Can't even try to explain it.
But it's gonna be big.
God is gonna blow your mind.
God is about to blow my mind.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, big bro. Welcome back to the show. Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound. I'm Pastor Rod, hanging out with you on the Sunday. Thank you for turning us on today. This show, you know, we tell you every Sunday, this show is targeted towards my love for music and radio. And I needed to do something to quench my thirstiness. And I wanted to bring gospel artists, spoken word, jazz, something to soothe the atmosphere with some soothing music and inspiring music, and also bring on a few executives. So today on the show is our first executive of the show, and it happens to be a black female executive. And that, ladies go first. Mr. Hedgeman will be our executive next week for the man side. But we wanted to bring on someone, and she's very dear and special to me. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring on to you, to the airwaves, the COO of Inspire You, events and entertainment marketing firm, as well as the creative director. She's also the program director of the Inspire You On Air, the new Beat of the Bay internet radio station. Powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and let's introduce and welcome Miss Amberly Bambi Harris. Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
Hello, hello. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am doing great. Great, great. Thank you for taking out the time and, you know, coming on and hanging out with me this afternoon and, you know, bringing all of your expertise to the radio here. You do it every day.
I'm so honored. I'm honored to have been asked to be a part. So thank you for opening your airwaves to me. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I want to say good afternoon to everyone that's out there listening, representing the new Beat of the Bay and the Inspire You family and staff. I when I played that song, I thought about something that I read that your mom posted today for the word of the week for Inspire You. And she says, bigger, because
bigger.
God is bigger and he has made us bigger. And when I played that, I was like, when I saw that today, I was like, that's going to be good, because our theme song is Pastor Mike, and we talk about being big because we have to inspire ourselves and uplift ourselves to do what God wants us to do.
Right,
so tell
right.
us about who is Amberly Harris. Tell us a little bit about
her. Oh, man, that's so multifaceted. Well, to be honest, I actually have a degree in pre-med with a focus in biomedical sciences. But when I graduated from college, my bills started to pile exponentially. So it kind of opened that realm of me looking for something to feel to work in beyond medicine. And me being, I'm a radio, TV, media baby, because my mom was always in radio and TV ever since I was born. So since I was about 6 years old, I would be at her different locations and at her job. So I had the media embedded in me early. And then just as time progressed, once I graduated from college, it was kind of difficult for me to land internships and things like that. I actually was offered a part-time position at the radio station. And I came in as a promotions tech, and I assisted jocks and assisted the jocks' assistants and all that kind of stuff. And I just kind of climbed the ladder to become a sales assistant, which was full-time. And then I eventually progressed into being a promotions director over 5 stations, as well as a part-time jock on one of the number one stations in Mobile, Alabama. And then in 2009, God saw fit for me to do something different. So they eliminated my position, and I was given the opportunity to work alongside my mom with Inspire You full time. And at the time, it was just marketing and events. So we were just doing marketing for clients and doing event planning. And it has developed into an online magazine as well as an on-air radio station. So, yeah, I am the creative director with Inspire You as far as it comes to fashion and as well as promotions and different events and entertainment sectors that we have. And then with Inspire You On Air, as you mentioned earlier, I am the program director. So all the music that you hear on the air, outside of the gentlemen that do their own mixes, because I do have some mix DJs, outside of that, I do program all of the music. As well as I am COO of Inspire You, and my mom is CEO. Her name is Candace Houston, and she's also Queen Candace on Inspire You On Air. So, yeah, that's what's going on with me.
Yes, indeed. What a busy lady. I tell you, y'all are just doing some awesome things. That's awesome. That's awesome. So let's jump in. Being able to transition from what you went to college for, and having your degree in biomedical sciences and then focusing on pre-med, You know what I'm saying? Being a doctor and then going into media, marketing, and entertainment. Tell us about that transition, because I know there are people out there like, you know, I need to follow my dream and my passion and my love and don't know how to make that transition.
Yeah.
Talk about that transition.
I'll be honest. You know, when I was younger, when I first got, you know, well, I'm only 21 still today, but when I was younger, I used to always feel like, well, I have this degree, and if I don't do something with this degree, then I'm failing my parents. I'm failing God. I'm failing what my expectations are, because in my mind, that's what I was supposed to do. I went to college, got this degree, so I must be a doctor and go into medicine. There's no way around it. So for a long time, I struggled with being okay with not finding something in that field that would accept me being a beginner. But the more I matured and the closer I got to God, I realized medicine was something that I had planned for me, which is not a bad thing. It's okay to have things planned for you, but what God has planned for you is always that much better. So because it was not difficult for me to get into the media realm, it was not difficult for me to get, you know, booked for hosting gigs and mentoring children, and I'm on different boards, and I'm also a youth a mental therapist with a youth program called Compass to Life. All those things came to me. All those things were granted to me. And once I understood the power of God and the way when you open up and let your soul walk with God, the way things just fall into place, it was easier for me to understand that that's why it didn't work for me in the medical field, because that wasn't God's plan. God's plan was for me to be an outlet of entertainment and empowerment and information. But just because I'm not doing medicine right now, that doesn't mean I never will. Just right now, this is what God's plan is. So once I allow myself to accept and understand God's plan, nothing was difficult. So it was me breaking down that wall of understanding and truly opening myself up to God that I understood that media is where God meant for me to be.
You know, as you were speaking, something kept jumping out, and that G-O-D. You know what I'm saying? That God is God or nothing, and that jumping out, because that's powerful. Because a lot of and this is, let me put my disclaimer out there. I'm sorry. This show is never to disrespect or tear anybody down. It's just to bring the truth. And we sometimes do step on toes. We sometimes do ruffle feathers. Okay, but sometimes a lot of people do things and not take that time to listen to God. You heard God tell you something. And you listened to him and followed him, no matter how hard the struggle was to get there. You know what I'm saying? Because there were a few years we spent some time together in radio, and we had a lot of conversations. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of things stood out. So, and we're going to get to that, but I want to talk about you in medicine and then getting to where you are today, because you just mentioned your Compass to Life mentoring program, and then you being on the board of directors for Dream Hunters. Let's talk about that, because a lot of young ladies and young men out here today are trying to find themselves, and you deal with that constantly. So how do you transition and juggle everything that you have on your plate right now and still get out there and mentor and feed to the community? Talk about that.
It's because I put my focus in those things. I don't allow distractions to play a part in me or my career. I talk to God all the time, and I mean, I get exactly what you're saying. Like, a lot of people, they really don't realize the power of God. Like, it's one thing when you wake up every morning, God has blessed you to wake you up, he has blessed you to get to work on time, he has blessed you to get to work safely, etc. But people don't realize that God has truly built the path of life for you. But if you don't allow him to lead, that's why you keep going into hindrances. That's why you keep getting into roadblocks. That's why things don't go the way. So I'm saying all that to say, I allow God to lead me. So, you know, God in my calendar. I have like three calendars. But I allow God to lead me, because I actually pray about things before I accept being a part. When someone invites me to do something, I pray about it before I accept it. Not because, you know, I'm questioning that person, but because I want to make sure what I'm doing is going to be of God and it's going to be in God's plan. And if I don't have a good feeling about it, or if it doesn't fit, then I know that it wasn't meant. So I have days that I plan out. I actually spend multiple days, 3 or 4 days that focus just on music. And then I have another day that is strictly for what I do in the community. And then, of course, I have 2 self-care days because without a self-care day, you would burn yourself out and be overwhelmed. So I just block things out to where it works for me and they work in my favor with God leading. But I do a lot. But because of the way it's structured and because of the way I have had the pleasure of being able to lay out my own calendar, because let me tell you, when you have something that is yours, nobody can take it from you and nobody can dictate to you how to facilitate it. So the one thing I ask God for in my journey into becoming an entrepreneur and having my own businesses was allow me to be the person that makes the decisions that are beneficial for everybody. Because I was somebody that worked for people that didn't always treat me the way I deserved to be treated. They didn't approve of me the way I deserved to be approved of. They didn't, I didn't get accolades, or I didn't get that chance. I got overlooked and I got left out. Or I mean, and you can attest to this. I'll be at work 2-3 in the morning trying to make sure everything is okay. So with all that being said, in order to keep things in order, I just asked God for what I want, and I did the work, and I put my head and my mind strictly in what I was asking for. I just tuned out all the background noise, because a lot of times social media can throw you off. Personal issues can throw you off. Just being human can throw you off, because as humans, our emotions are not always in the place they should be in. But I just prayed daily and got that strength to be able to put myself in a predicament where I can make the rules, I call the shots, and I can control my own calendar. So because of that, that's how I'm able to juggle everything, because I'm in control of it.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. You know, it's something that you say that, because I'm sitting here looking at some scriptures, and one just jumped out at me when you were saying that. Proverbs 11:1, it says that a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight.
Yep.
And that's powerful, because that fits so perfectly, because, you know, we try to do everything our way and we leave God out.
Mm-hmm.
And it always, like you say, things just go crazy. Everything's out of balance. And it's something, you know, you've been doing a lot. And you know, since I met you here at the station here in Mobile, and it's something, because where things were going then and where they are now, isn't this something that you can have a conversation and you can start talking to God and
mm-hmm.
you can get to praying to God, and all of a sudden everything that you spoke of and everything you talked about manifested itself in a matter of a couple of years maybe.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about that, because that's standing out to me. That's just pricking at me right now. We used to have conversations and talk about, you know what I'm saying, the vision that I am seeing you walk into your dream. Talk about let's talk about what you have accomplished and where you were at that time when we were having these conversations. Talk about that transition in itself. And I know everybody's like, what they talking about? What they talking about?
Oh, man. It kind of ties back into my journey into becoming a part-time job, into a full-time sales assistant, et cetera. So with the sales assistant, that was not anything. That wasn't my lane. The sales assistant job, I was basically an assistant to the sales department, the HR department, the business department, and that's not my thing, because I like to talk and I like to travel and I don't like to sit at a desk and, you know, answer phones and send emails. That's just not my thing. However, in order to get to where I wanted to go, I kind of had to be uncomfortable. God will make you uncomfortable to get you to your next level. But it took me being okay with being uncomfortable and pushing through. So from me accepting that job as an assistant, sales assistant, it opened up the door for me to be trained in different areas, not even realizing that one day I would have my own business where these areas would be implemented. So I couldn't see it back then, because I'm just like, I don't want to learn how to do this. I don't want to train this. I don't want to be the backup for this, because I felt as though this isn't my dream. This isn't what I want. But God will give you the desires of your heart, but he has his own plan. So in knowing that, developing from the sales assistant to the promotions director, yes, I was the promotions director for 5 of the most profound stations down in Mobile, Alabama, but it was so overwhelming because it was so much work and I had no assistance at all. Literally, you came in 2 years after I was the promotions director. You were the most things I was doing as one person for five stations that housed almost 40 jocks and 12 salespeople, I had to do it all. They wouldn't allow me to hire an assistant, and if I did bring one in, the concern was the amount of money that they would have needed to be paid, etc. So I had to learn and do a whole lot myself. Again, I was in a space where I was just kind of like, this is a lot. You know, God, I hear you, but whoa, Nelly, this is a bunch happening, and I'm a little overwhelmed, not realizing I went through all of that then, so that now what God has blessed me with, I know what to do, what not to do, how many people I need, what works best, how to figure out formulas and algorithms. All experiences that are negative or bad really are not negative or bad. They are lessons to teach you to apply in different circumstances and situations. So going through that with the five departments, I was also on air. So on air, I'm also being, you know, requested for these events, and I'm voice tracking. I had never been taught the board, and I don't think I ever even told you this. Nobody ever taught me how to operate the station board. I taught myself. No. I could lean on Nick at night, who is one of my best friends, and we always have been and always will be. But Nick, you know, of course, he had his own thing. You know, Nick has a huge show. He has a family. So it was a lot of times I had to teach myself how to do things. Me being a woman in a predominantly male atmosphere was also something that was difficult, because if I voiced how I felt, then I was considered emotional, or I was considered unmanageable because I voiced how I felt and I stood on that. But my mom taught me that you have a voice and you should use it, especially when it's not right. And we can attest to those situations that you saw yourself where you're just like, yeah, that's not okay. So I had to struggle and fight through that as well. But again, it was a lesson and stepping stones for me to strengthen myself, because now that I'm running my own business, I have to be strong. I have the ability to stand on what I think, what I feel, and what I decide, and people respect it, because now I'm in a place to make those decisions and nobody can take that from me. So to answer your question, as far as my transition, the transition was very uncomfortable. The transition was it was hard. It was devastating. It was times I would cry every time I left that office on my way home, because I couldn't understand why. But now I completely get it. I respect my staff to the fullest. I have assistance to the assistants on my team. God has provided the opportunity to compensate everybody that works for me. God has opened so many doors, not just for me, but for everybody that's attached to me, because of my obedience. And it's not a case of being, you know, boastful or anything like that. It's just I'm telling my testimony, because 2 years ago, I could not see this. And even the day that I walked in that office and they told me that my position was being eliminated after 17 years, and they didn't even thank me for anything. It was just like, so you have 20 minutes to exit the building. I was crushed. Like, how do you bounce back from that after giving your blood, sweat, and tears for 17 years? I tell you exactly how you bounce back from it. You put it in place for yourself so nobody can take it from you. So the transition for me, while it was rugged and it was rough, like they say, it may be rain, but there's sunshine on the other side of this. And my sunshine is what God has blessed me with, which is my own empire. And I'm so grateful for that.
Amen to that. Amen to that. That's something. That's something, because, you know, seeing that you went through and a lot of things that I paid attention to and the disrespect. now see, mm-hmm. I'm about to turn the heat up just a little bit, because I saw a lot of the disrespect. You know what I'm saying? I heard it, and being, you know, being me and being in a transition in my life too, coming from old hot rod to rim hot rod was kind of hard. But to see that, tell me about. I want to call out something. When you were being attacked and accused of being emotional, and going through that male dominant environment, because I was there and I saw it, and we had a lot of conversations, and I saw a lot of the things that concerned you and the emotions that were involved. There's a woman, a young lady out there that's going through that same thing. She needs to hear right now how you overcame that, though. She needs to know that, you know what I'm saying, what is it on the inside of you? Because our physical, you know what I'm saying, our physical be ready. You know what? Yeah. I'm about to, you know what I'm saying? you know, because I saw it. I'm just being, I saw it. And
yeah.
But she needs to know how to handle that, because you came on the other side victorious. Tell her about that.
Yeah. To be honest, it's just a, it's actually a realm of strength that you don't realize you have until you need to have it. But you have to open yourself up to be able to retain that strength. A lot of people cannot control their emotions, but emotions are mental. Life is 90% what happens, and 90% how you react to what happens, and 10% to what happens. So that 10% of what happens, that's life. But the 90% of how you react to what happens, that fulfills the majority of your life. So if you're in an atmosphere where you feel unheard, disrespected, mistreated, overlooked, any of those things, you have full control to change that without coming out of character. You just have to do it when it's time. Everything is about timing. A lot of people think, okay, I got to set the day at work. I don't like what they did. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to quit. No, that's not how you do it. First, you give it to God. Whatever that situation is, you pray about it and you ask God to fix it and let it be his will. But you have to do your part by standing strong, by staying mindful that on the other side of this, it's got to be greater, but I got to do my part and stay positive and pray this off of me. Pray this out of that person. God, if this is not the situation for me, remove me from it. That was my prayer. It didn't dawn on me until after I got over the fact that these people let me go after 17 years for no reason. Because, let me stick a pin in that. The day they told me that my position was eliminated, they hired someone else who was from Britain, and she was replaced. She replaced me the day I left. She had been there maybe 2 months, but they told me my position was eliminated. So to get over all of that, I still had to hold myself together, because just think, if I would have reacted to how they treated me, now that I'm in my own business, I have my own platform, I would have lost the respect for so many people who are now pouring into my business, whether they're buying advertisement or whether they're partnering with me. I would have burned bridges and messed up my network if I would have reacted to what someone else had done. So it's almost like you have to find you somebody to confide in, which you were absolutely someone that I confided in all the time, but you also poured into me to help me understand my worth and help me understand that God, I need to put him first. So the first thing you need to do is have somebody that is speaking positivity in you. But then you have to pour the positivity into yourself. You have to let God lead, and you have to remember, if I react to this person, I will become the problem. Never allow yourself to become the problem when you know that you aren't the problem. You pray your way through it and out of it, or over it. Those are the three options: through it, out of it, over it. When you get to that point, God will bless you beyond measure. When I tell you, June 5th, 2019, you could not have told me that I would have an internet-based radio station that can be heard anywhere in the world with an app that you can download that is absolutely free. You couldn't tell me that my mom and I would have a platform with three different entities where we can market your business, we can make your logos, we can help you with social media, you can consult with us to help brand your business, you can come to us and be highlighted in a magazine, you can come to us and be on the air and you can be interviewed, or we can play your music. Local artists didn't have the opportunities that I'm able to give them. Local artists down here would ask to be on the station and they would be turned away. Now I have an entire feature based on local artists. So my point is, whatever your life field is, whatever God has for you, he is going to open up that Pandora's box to allow it to be befitting for everything that he has for you. But you got to stay mentally strong and spiritually strong. That's the only way through. You cannot break. It's okay to bend because you're human. And yes, you are correct. Ready to go to Metro sometimes, because people will push you. They will push you out of character, but it's not worth it. It is not worth it. Your destiny is not worth that moment. So you have to stay mentally strong. You have to stay spiritually strong, and you have to pray. I know that a lot of people say that, you know, prayer is the way, but a lot of people say it because it's true. That is not oversaturated or anything. Prayer is number one, more than anything.
Amen. Amen. And yes, I can attest to that. And amen, amen, and amen again. Because God tells us, he tells us to pray without ceasing. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But he also tells us that there's something rewarding to your prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. That means that he's listening. He's there, and your blessing is on the way. You just have to be patient. Hey, we're going to turn up a little bit. We're about to get this interview really going on and get into all of her skills and inspire you and what has inspired her to inspire others. All that's on the way. You listen to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound. Our special guest executive today, Miss Amberly Bambi Harris. Oh, wow, man. This is about to really get good. Y'all need to hang on. We'll be right back. It's Angel, y'all, because he knows YAT.
There was a time in my life when it seemed like nothing mattered. Just wanted to give up, 'cause I thought that things could never get better. Until I made the choice, decided to follow God's plan. Take hold of his promises, hold to God's unchanging hand. Just how much we can bear. No one understands. You're feeling alone. Somehow your faith seems all gone. Cast your care on the one who is able to do exceedingly above all that we could ever ask or think. For he knows and he
listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio.
All right, being sponsored by the Williams Music Group, Pastor Rod hanging out with you. Sunday afternoon, our very special guest, the executive, Miss Amberly Bambi Harris. I want to say good afternoon to everybody out there turned on and listening. And I thank y'all for turning me on today, because I know you're listening, because this powerful executive woman is on. So thank y'all. for coming to hang out with us today. listen, I want to ask this question. Where did the nickname Bambi come from?
It's funny that you ask that. There is a gentleman by the name of Al Whedon. Most know him as Almighty. Almighty, he's actually one of the jocks on Inspire You on Air. He's on the Midday Soiree with Queen Candace from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. But he's also the production director for Inspire You on Air. At the time, Almighty was the program director for the station I was working for. And back when I was mentioning me being part-time, all of his jocks were either sick or needing to be off work, and it was Christmas holidays. And he came to me and he said, "Hey, by any chance, would you be willing to watch the board overnight?" And I'm thinking, watch what board? Because, again, you got to remember, nobody really taught me anything. So right. I'm like, watch the board. And he's like, "Yeah, I just need you to make sure the music plays, you know, make sure nothing stops. And if anything stops, I just need you to call me." So for 3 months, I worked overnight, midnight to 5 a.m. And then I would leave, go take a shower, come back to work by 9, and work from 9 to 5. And I did that Monday through Friday for 3 months. And then one day he lost one of his jocks who decided to unexpectedly leave. And he was like, "I need somebody to replace them. Do you want to be on the air?" And I was like, "Sure, you'll have to teach me how to do it." And so I started voice tracking. I was never live. I was actually recording my breaks, and they were being played back. Well, he said, "Well, we got to give you a name. You can't just really go on the air as Amberly. I mean, that's a cute name, but it doesn't really do anything for on air." And so he said, and I said, "Well, I don't really know. I mean, I'm not sure." And he said, "Well, what if we call you Baby Girl?" And at the time, I was like, "Oh, that's cute." Well, ironically, because this is how God works, that wasn't the name meant for me, because they hired someone a week later by the name of Courtney Hicks, who went by Baby Girl. And she had been going by that for years. That was her on-air name. So we knew that wasn't the name for me. And he said, "I think we should go with Bambi." And I was like, "Bambi? Oh, that's cute." I said, "But I want to spell mine with an E." So mine is B-A-M-B-I-E. And that is what happened. Almighty gave me the name Bambi. And then my good friend Jerome Ford, he always called me a diva because I'm really into fashion, whether it's tennis shoes or heels, it doesn't matter. I'm really into fashion, and he always called me a diva. And one day he said, "You know what? You're like a down south diva. You're the baddest diva in the South." And we put it together. Miss Bambi, the down south diva. Voila, that's how she was created.
All right. Everybody knows that story now. I didn't know how all of that came together, but that's
yep.
powerful. Listen, you have a lot of skills that you have here that you are into doing, you know, from announcing, promotions, marketing, event planning. It says graphic designing, you know what I'm saying, engineering, event hosting. You have a lot going on. And I mm-hmm. heard you say about learning the board, you had to teach yourself. So, did you teach yourself all of these skills that you have and get into them deep like that on your own?
Honestly, almost. The engineer that I have, who is phenomenal, he taught me the engineering aspect as we were building the station, because he actually built our station from the ground up. He created the link. He created the studio, like our dispatch, our servers. He created all of that. So he taught me a lot of things just now in the last 18 months, because we started working on the station during the pandemic. So glory be to God that we launched, you know, this station through a pandemic. But as far as the graphic design, yes, when I was let go from the prior company, I dove into things and I taught myself how to do stuff to be able to survive, because I knew that I didn't want to go back into the corporate world and have that possibly happen to me again. I'm pouring my all into something. I'm getting paid with taxes taken out, not being paid my worth. And one day they can just come and take it all away from me because it doesn't belong to me. So because of our marketing aspect, I said, well, instead of us freelancing out and getting this person to make a flyer and this person to make, you know, a graphic and this person to make a video, I taught myself. I would just go on YouTube. I would research. I would Google. I would play with different things. I would try things. I would send stuff out. And when we had clients, I would do stuff for free to see how they felt about it. And eventually, the better I got, the more they're like, "Oh, this is dope." And they would come back and ask for revisions for the next month, or ask for, you know, different things for the next 3 months or 10 months, and that's when it developed into the graphic design. As it holds to being on air and a host, I kind kind of taught myself from watching other jocks. I kind of watched how they spoke. I kind of watched their inflection. I kind of watched their delivery, because that's the thing. We are off the dome. We're not like news anchors where they have a teleprompter that tells them what to say. We literally, and you can attest to this, someone can give us, like, you know, if we're hosting a show, someone can give us a sheet of paper, but to be a good host, you can't read it off the paper. You have to skim it and paraphrase it and turn it into what's yours. So I kind of developed an algorithm to be able to scan it, remember what I have to say, and then execute it in a way to where it's conversational. I taught myself how to do that. So majority of what I know, I would have to say 80% of what I know, yes, I taught myself. The other 20%, my engineer stepped in. Almighty taught me how to produce spots. Courtney Hicks taught me how to find what's called my bottom. When you're talking on air, and I know you're familiar with that, but that's when you talk with your bottom vocals that comes from your gut as opposed to from your vocal cords. That helps your better delivery. So I had impactful people that have taught me things, but yeah, majority of it I did teach myself.
That's good. That's good, because that means that's something that you can plant seeds into others to advance them and watch them grow. You know, so that's powerful. Yeah, that's powerful in itself. So let's talk about this big empire. Let's get into this now.
Okay.
You know, we know Ms. Amberly now, so let's see what Ms. Amberly got going on now. So that's this empire that she's building and is growing rapidly, actually. Let's talk about Inspire You. Let's start with Inspire You. Let's talk about it. What Inspire You, and where did it come from?
Inspire You is a brand that my mom wrote down the name when I was 11 years old. She had no idea why. And she'll tell you, I wrote this down. It wasn't even spelled right, because, you know, we spell it without the I. So it's N-S-P-I-R-E and the letter U. And she's like, I don't know, I just wrote it down one day. It sounded really cool to me, and it just stuck with me. Well, growing up, I would always hear my mom say, I want to have a TV show. I want to have my own marketing company. I want to write. I want to have plays, things like that. So when I was 8, 9, 10, she said those things. But when I turned, you know, 13, 14, 15, she was really doing these things. When we were attending Nazarene Full Gospel Church, she actually was writing plays. And we would cast the people who were members of the church for the plays, and we would have rehearsals. I was the director. We had casting sessions. Like, we really started this thing, not even realizing we had begun it. And so we had those plays. She was writing books, and she was writing different little magazines. Again, not even knowing that this would develop and benefit us in our realm today. So when my mom was in corporate America, one day she went to work, and they told her that they were decreasing her pay because they were bringing in a director over her, and they had to cover those expenses. Now, she was the sales manager, but they told her they had to take away from her in order to bring someone else in to be over her to do what she was doing, and they were thinking it would make more sense to make her a salesperson, as that person was going to be the director over all of the sales departments. Because at this time, they had different sales managers, like, one sales manager was over the hip-hop station, one sales manager was over the R&B, one was over the gospel. They wanted to take all the managers and make them salespeople and bring in one person that was over everybody. Well, that was the day she decided to tell them she no longer was interested in working for the company. And she left. And when she left, she started building Inspire You by herself. I was actually still in college. And she basically implemented, you know, the relationship she had built. Hey, do you need help with your marketing? Do you need help placing your advertisement? Let me take the weight off of you. I will place your advertisement for you. And that's how she developed the first realm of Inspire You. She decided to use that name because she's like, well, I want to be an inspiration to people, but I also want people to trust me and let me help them build their brand. So I'm going to go with Inspire You. And this was what, 2000, because I graduated from college in 2011. So this was like 2008, 2009. All of this is happening. Unbeknownst to us what all of this was even starting from. So you go from writing the plays and having those. She had started writing books but never completed them. Then she started the marketing realm. So as she developed through that, she started building relationships and networks with big companies like Smalls Mortuary and Coca-Cola and things like that. And that developed into her doing the marketing for those companies. And when I was let go, I was able to connect with her and be 100%. Because, of course, you know, truth be told, working at the corporation I was with, they had what are called non-competes. So it's like if you're working for another company that is something like that, then in their opinion, it's illegal for you to do so. So I could not 100%, you know, back my mom because of the corporate contract that I was in. Something else I wasn't okay with, because it's almost like, how do you tell a person they can't extend their craft in other elements? As long as they're doing what they should do for you, that's all that should matter, in my opinion. Well, once they eliminated my position and I was no longer there, she and I decided to do it 100% full-time. So in doing that, that's how we were able to develop the entertainment realm, because that's where I came in with the promotions and the hosting and things like that. So we were able to offer clients, okay, you're a new client, you want us to help you with your marketing, but we can also record your we can record your grand opening. We can come interview your people. We can do videos and we can do graphics for you. So it kind of expanded the brand for me to be able to be 100%. Then the pandemic hit. So we are developing, we're growing, we're glowing, we're traveling. We're going to all these different balls and all these different football games and all these different events. We're getting footage. We're meeting people, kissing babies, having so much fun. Then the pandemic hit. So because we are based on the community and we're out and about all the time, well, if a pandemic shuts down everything, what does that mean? Amberly and Candace, or should I say Queen Candace and Bambi, we don't have any work. There's nothing for us to do because we can't go anywhere. No events are being held. So we put our heads together and she said, I think it's time for me to start my magazine. Because people are at home, you get so tired and burned out of watching TV. There's not much to do. You can't really go to the only thing you can really do is go to the store. So let's start doing stuff to entertain people through reading. That's where the magazine was developed. So she was writing when I was 6 or 7, half-written books. She was writing plays when I was 11 and 12. We're developing the plays and putting them on a platform at a church, not even realizing years later she would launch her own online magazine. And in that magazine, we highlight women from all over. You can be a doctor. You can be a shoe shiner. You can be someone who bakes cakes. You can be someone who makes wreaths. You can make, you know, there is no limit to who we highlight. In every edition, we have a phenomenal boss lady on the cover. We're highlighting with health, wealth, real estate. We give fashion tips. There's blogs. There's just so much beneficial information. We even do a do's and don'ts section where we tell you, like, okay, let me tell you, sis, this is not cute that you're wearing, and let me tell you why. So we even throw in some comedy in there, you know, just to put a smile on people's faces. We talk about things that are serious, like mental illness. We have just an array of things, and it's free to the community. A lot of people have suggested, you know, y'all should print this and sell it, but that's not what we want to do. We want to let the community know for free how exceptional people are. So that's what we did. And that's where the online magazine came in. So my mom is the type, she always wants you to go higher, aim higher, progress to the next level. My brother, he owns his own fitness gym in Fairhope, Alabama called Boom Performance. When he first graduated from college, he was just training people here and there. But my mom was like, well, why don't you open your own gym instead of you renting out a space from somebody? Then you have your own space that you have your clients to come to make them comfortable. He did that, and now he's one of the top. He's like the number one trainer in Fairhope. But I said that to say my mom is the type, don't settle for being mediocre. Go to the top. So she came to me, and she said, okay, we have the events and entertainment. We have the marketing. We have the graphic design, and we have the online magazine. Are you ready to launch your radio station? And I'm like, radio station? I'm looking like a deer in headlights. Bambi is really befitting at this point. Because I'm like, radio station? And she's like, yeah, God told me that that's what he has for you. And at the time, it's not that I couldn't see it, but it was like a whole radio station. Like, oh, man, I got to do this. 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 And it was like, wait a minute. I know how to do this. And this. And this. And I did this. And I know not to do this because that didn't work. And that's when the wheel started turning like, girl, God was preparing you for this the whole time. That's why you went through everything you went through. So in the midst of a pandemic, we reached out to a gentleman that we know that is near and dear to us. He's so humble. He doesn't even like for us to say his name, so I'm going to respect that request. But we reached out to him, and we're like, hey, this is what we would like to do. And he's like, okay, let's do it. And he did. We launched a radio station through Zoom and virtually. Me and him barely even saw each other. But he would tell me, okay, we need to order this, we need to get this, we need to get that. And once we got that and developed the radio station in our home, when the world began to open up just a little bit, we got an office space, and we were able to, the person that we are, the building that we're in, Central Presbyterian Church, they were such a blessing to us that they're like, whatever you need to do to make this a radio station, do it. So we were able to move walls and put walls in and import hardwire lines and all this kind of stuff. Again, God's blessing. Because earlier I mentioned, when something is for you, it won't be difficult. God will just put it in your lap. That's what happened. The gentleman that we have our office building in, I met him 2 years ago, not even realizing he will become somebody that I see on a daily basis, and we're good friends. But within that, the engineer came in, he built the radio station. Like I said, he built the stream server and all of that. Like, we have a real legit radio station that was done in a pandemic. You cannot limit the power of God. But your question was, what is Inspire You and all of its platforms? And that's what Inspire You is. Events, entertainment, marketing, online magazine, and radio station.
That's powerful. Now that's powerful in itself. You said that you have articles and everything. So Inspire You magazine is targeted towards the women, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So let me ask you something. I heard you say that you have an article in there where you have open conversation, open dialogue about maybe, hey girl, you know, that don't look right and stuff. So that's helping to build self-esteem. So do you think that that's something that is being done out here in the world today, what you all are doing by inspiring our black women today, not just black women, but women, period? How powerful is that for you, and what does that do for you and your mom to be able to be that big staple out there like that? You know what I'm saying? To stand out, to be that inspiration with Inspire You towards our women.
Oh, man. Honestly, it inspires me to know that others are inspired. And if I had to ask Mom, I know that she would be on that same bandwagon, because it's almost like, you know, people, when someone tells me, I heard you say this, or I read this, and it made me feel X, Y, Z, and it's something positive, it enlightens me. It pushes me to say, okay, I want to keep doing this, because it's helping people. At the end of the day, something that I was not given a lot of was a help or assistance. Whether it be, I didn't have a lot of real friends, just because, not because people are, not for any particular reason, but just because people are who they are. A lot of people, they don't really understand the blessings that God gives you, so they hold against you your blessings, and they may dislike you because of how you're being blessed, or they may inadvertently have an issue with you with something you can't control. That was something that I dealt with a lot growing up when it came to friendships. Now, mind you, I didn't have a father in my life, but my mom was so beneficial, and she played such a huge role, and she provided so much to where me and my brothers didn't go without. So for a lot of people, they looked at us as if we were spoiled, per se. And so it caused a lot of conflict with friendships, because people thought that I was goody two-shoe or something of that sort, when that wasn't the case. I just happened to be blessed, and my mom just took great care of us. So I said all that to say, growing up, that's what I endured. There are so many people that come to me and say, man, I wish we were friends when we was little. You know what I mean? Or, man, I wish I had this kind of insight when I was younger, because it would have helped build me to be stronger and not be so emotionally disconnected. But because of the article I read, or because of the inspiration you put out on the air, or because of the spiritual post that you put out on social media, it is helping me to become stronger or wiser or better, or to get over, you know, not having a father. Because the one thing a lot of people don't do, they don't express themselves. They bottle it up and they let it build up, and it manifests within them, and it causes them to become something that they're not. But our platform has allowed my mom to get her story out, me to get my story out, which allows you to heal from it. So us understanding that what we're doing is helping people open up and heal from what they have gone through, that for me is all I need. It is not about the money. It is not about the accolades. It is simply about helping people, and helping people to be inspired to be them their best selves. So for me, if a woman feels beautiful, or if a woman feels accepted, or if a woman feels helped, or if a woman just feels better, that's what works for me.
That's good. That's good. That's powerful right there. I love that. Because we have a lot of, and here's my next thing with that. With the way that things are in society today, with a lot of our you know, young people go in the direction. Not all of them. A lot of them are going in the direction we don't want them to go in. We don't like seeing. Do you feel that, you know what I'm saying, that type of positive input into the lives of women can trickle down to our young ladies to be inspired to start, you know what I'm saying, feeling better about themselves and accepting themselves to be the queens that they are as they grow?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My thing is, if you don't see yourself as beautiful, then it's kind of difficult for other people to see yourself as that. If you don't see yourself as strong, it's difficult for other people to see yourself as that. If you don't see yourself as smart, ambitious, powerful, vivacious, or whatever adjective describes your greatness, if you don't see it, it's going to be kind of difficult for other people to see it. So if nothing else, we just want people to open their minds to not allow what their eyes see dictate who they are. What their eyes hear dictate who they are. We want people to understand that who you are on the inside and who you believe you are is who you are. So we always try to bring up, because one thing a lot of people don't talk about is mental illness or childhood trauma. That's something we talk about all the time. Not because, you know, we just want to bring a whole lot of light to it, but it's because we want to bring lots of light to it because it's so prevalent. We want people to address things that are wrong so that you can fix it. It's impossible to heal something that you never address. If you fall and cut your knee and you never put any medication on it, then that cut is going to become infected. That cut is going to have difficulty healing. It's the same thing with you internally. If you never medicate that scar that's within, or if you never medicate those traumatic feelings, or if you never medicate whatever the negative is, then all you're going to do is leave that wound open and allow infection to come in, and it's going to get worse because you're not dealing with it. But if you put that medication on it and you truly heal from it, you'll have a scar that will remind you of what happened, but it'll also remind you that you're a warrior and that you got over it and that you got through it. So the biggest piece of Inspire You is to help people push through to be their best selves at the end of the day.
Into that. ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the new podcast featuring. Well, I'm about to turn the microphone. About to turn the microphone over to you. Look at him.
Hey, let's do it.
Let me sit back. Boy, look at here. Oh man, we're gonna take another quick break here, play another song. You know, I got an executive on there, so I got to put these artists in front of her too. You know, she about to blow them up for me.
Listen, you know I got you.
I already know it. Hey, we having a great show. Our special guest executive today, Miss Amberlee Bambi Harris from Inspire You. Hey, the new beat of the bass. She's going to give all that information out because y'all got to turn them on. Oh, wow. Jamming. Mm-hmm. And I'm a radio veteran, so if I say they jamming, trust me, they touch you. they take you back and bring you all the way up to 2021. That's how good it is. Hey, we'll be right back.
Thank
Drew
you.
Tony. Amen to that. You're doing it. You're doing a great job. Great job. It's Raising the Sound. YAT Radio is on. It's Drew Tony.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very beautiful moment right now. We got a very special guest with us here today. Kenny K. Love the Dream, you know what I mean? He's going to bless us with what God has given him, you know what I'm saying? Wave your hands in the air.
I'm repping, got another man, it's C-O-N. And it don't matter. goodness, I know, cause he's been good to me. Stood by my side and kept me safe while I was in the streets. Lord, I thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed on me. Sometimes I wanna give up this fight, but you showed me to the light. Oh, it's alright. Oh, you've been good to me. They said I would live to see 16. Can't count the time the Lord done saved me. Man, I know I drove my grandmama crazy, cause I refused to change. Fell in love with the street life. Y'all, the dope game became my wife. Like the police, I ran from Christ, cause I couldn't see him trying to save my life. But time has brought about a change. I almost died, but Lord, he took my hand. Said he never turned his back on me. Now I can see the Lord, you've been good to me.
Good afternoon, and thanks for logging on to YAT Radio. It's time for Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
All right. Welcome back to the show as we step into the second hour. What's going on, Pastor Rod, hanging out with you? That's Mr. Jeffrey Hedgeman to be our special guest executive next week, and y'all tune in. Hey, we got Miss Amberly Bambi Harris hanging out with us today, COO of Inspire U, program director. She got so many titles. The boss of the new Beat of the Bay, Inspire U on the air. Won't I just sum it up like that? I tell you, her and her mom are doing some great things. So with all of the things that you all are doing, all the blessings that God is, you know, open up that window of heaven and pour it out the blessings upon you. You know, it says that it'll be so much you can't even contain it. Tell me a little bit about because I know it's there. You know what I'm saying? I know you. So tell me about the bitterness, the envy, the jealousy, the hatred, and the backstabbing that's going on. Oh, see, I done stepped on some toes. I hope y'all got y'all steel toe boots. I hope they got their steel toe boots on.
Man, to be honest, you know, going back to what I mentioned earlier when I said that everything I went through was to strengthen me, if I was not as strong as I am now, boy, I would be devastated, because it's amazing how many people, when the radio station let me go, how many people were like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. Oh, they should do this. I'm going to call corporate, this, that, and the third. But now that I have launched my own, I haven't heard a peep, a whiffle. It's not, you know, those people have, and it's not to say, I don't need the accolades. I don't need the gratification. But it's people that I really thought rock with me. And it's even to extend it out to, there have been some things that have come back to me that people have said that are, they're mind blowing, because I didn't even know, as far as I know, we were really friends. So to know the truth about how people really feel, if it wasn't for my strength, I think that's what it would matter, and it would hurt, and it would bother me. But because of where I am mentally, and because of where my faith is, and because of where God has me, all that background noise is irrelevant. Honestly, I feel like whether it's good or bad, all type of support is necessary, because whether it's good or bad. But there are people who are naysayers. There are people who are, I'm sure, waiting for something to fail. I don't understand people like that, because I am one that wants any and everybody. There is not a jealous bone in my body. There is not a vindictive bone in my body. So I never have been able to comprehend why people function that way. But yes, it is. It's almost like people don't want to believe that this is even real. Like a lot of people say, "Oh, so you have a real radio station?" And it's almost like, well, exactly what is a fake radio station? Because if you're playing music and you are broadband, then you are a radio station. There are people that's just like, oh, so I've had people ask, not me directly, but they've asked people in my network, you know, well, who's paying for this for her? I am. I mean, I don't understand why it's difficult to understand that it's possible for people to do great things themselves. So, yes, the hate is there. Yes, the negativity is there. Yes, the jealousy is there. But it doesn't matter because it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with them. And I think that's where a lot of people have downfalls, because they care so much what other people think. They function so much off of what another person's opinion of them are. They're so hard trying to prove a point that these people are wrong that they haven't realized that God has already made it right for you. You just walk your path and do what you're supposed to do. At this point, I've had people to try to come in and try to tell me basically how I should handle my business. And it feels so good to be able to say, yeah, that's not going to work. I appreciate your interest, but we're not going to be able to do that. Because I have the control to do that. So outside of, you know, the negativity and things like that, I have one of the hugest support systems when it comes to my family, my friends, my business partners, my clients. People who rock with you will truly rock with you. And you'll know who they are. And amazingly, 75% of the people that are rocking with me are people that I have met as the business has developed. They're not the same people that I thought would be in my life forever, that I was in high school and friends with, or that I was in college and friends with. People change. Things change. Things shift. But when it's time, God will put everything that is for you in place. So for every negative thought, I have 55 positive ones from people that are in my life. For every person that's jealous, I have 55 non-jealous people who are like, what can I do to help you continue to soar and be great? For anything that's not of God, I have 55 things that is replacement of that, that is of God. So the hate, it can continue. The jealousy can continue. But I am going to continue to walk my path to righteousness and continue to build my empire and let them be upset over there. Way over there.
and that's good. I'm glad you brought all of that out just then, because I was going to ask you to inspire them, but you did it already. So, you know, because I wanted to bring that up, because when we were together at the station, we talked about these things even then. And and the accomplishments that you have made now are much greater than they were then. So I know that's going on out there. And in saying that right there, because, you know, when God puts you on the path that he wants you on, sometimes you're not going to be able to jail with some people anymore. You're not going to be able to hang out and do these things, because he's going to remove them out of the way, because you totally somewhere else. Saying that, tell everybody, your aspirations and your next goals and dreams that you can talk about openly for people right now to hear. What's next for Ms. Amberly Harris?
Oh, wow. Well, I do want to start a family. Haven't done that yet. But I outside of that, I would love to be in TV. I would love that. I would love to have an opportunity, but I would love to do it from the pretense of Inspire You Studios. So my mom has, she writes, and she writes books, which books can be turned into movies. And with that, there we are in the production realm. So I would love to dive into that and bask into that realm. I also want to have a platform for artists. And when I say a platform for artists, yes, we have a radio station, but no, I mean like, you can be signed to a record label. You can be, you can have management, which will teach you the ins and outs. You have artist development, which will teach you, okay, stage presentation, what a press kit is. Because believe it or not, there's so many people who don't know what a press kit is, and that's prevalent in the artist industry. So I want to help aspiring artists to become their best selves from the realm of a record company. So a record company, TV, family. those are the things that I have asked God to give me next.
Hmm. That's good. I like that. I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. After, after all these years that I did radio, and then, you know, something that we were let go of from the same company. But, you know, after that, it was like, you know, what are you going to do next? What, you know, you do these little things over here, but what are your big dreams? And, you know, this ministry is what's happening with me. So I love it. And bringing you on here today, I wanted you to come on and inspire the people and open the doors to some people that are, you know, in some dark areas right now, need that inspiration, need to know how to overcome these hurdles. And as a black woman, overcoming the hurdles in a male dominant environment and standing up, being strong. What is it that you would like to say to our ladies out there, whether they're listening live or they're going to come back to this archive show and listen to it? What is it that you want to say to them that's going to inspire them and help to turn that light on in their life right now?
I would like to say to them what my mom always said to me when things were not going the best way, or when I was sad or upset or misguided or just struggling or just going through, my mom would always tell me, I'm giving you 5 minutes to be in your feelings. And in that 6th minute, I want you to pull it together and go towards your destiny. That's what I would like to say, because let's be real, life is difficult. You go through things, you go through devastations, you go through heartache, you go through disappointments, you go through being told no, you go through being overlooked, you go through being mistreated, and especially for the woman, the women get the brunt of it the worst, because we're by nature nurturers, whether it's our business, our family, our friends, whatever the case may be, we're nurturers. So when we are wronged or done wrong, or it's not fair in our favor, it hits a little different, because we know in our hearts what we can offer. We know in our hearts what we have offered and put out. But my mom always tells me, you get 5 minutes to be in your feelings. And that 6 minutes, you go out and you chase your destiny. I don't care if you have been working for a call center for the last 40 years. If you want to be a singer, go and be a singer. You got to put forth the work. You're not just going to wake up and be one. You actually have to put yourself in the realm of God. Let him lead you. But you will become that singer, because that's what's in your heart and that's what you ask God for. But if you get in a time of sorrow, or in a time of turmoil, in a time where you feel like the triumph you're trying to reach is not quite there, you get 5 minutes to be in your feelings. And on that 6th minute, you bounce back and you get back on your path to your destiny. The other thing I would like to tell you, I'm going to suggest a vision board. Vision boards are something that a lot of people say they do, but do you really truly sit there, print out pictures of what you want your future to look like, post it on a poster board and put it in front of wherever your bed is? If you have to tack it on your wall across from your bed, when you open your eyes, you pray, and the vision board should be the first thing that you look at. Vision board, 5 minutes in your feelings, and prayer. You do those things, you will absolutely strive to the top.
That's good right there. I like that. That's powerful. That's powerful in itself. Wow. I want to give big shouts out to a lot of people that's on your staff that I know personally. So big shouts out to them. So if you don't mind, why don't you let's talk about how to log on, how to listen. Who is everybody? Because I definitely don't want to leave anything out. Because like I told you, this is your time right now, and want to give everything and put it on the table there. So give shouts out to everybody. Tell everybody about, you know, the on air staff, how to log on, how to download the app, everything. Run with that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All right, so I'm going to first go over everybody on the staff, and then I'll circle around to how to access the station. I know you know this individual. I am so excited. From 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we have what's called the Rise, Shine, and Grind Morning Show. And the Rise, Shine, and Grind Morning Show is just that. It's the morning show to help you to rise, shine, and grind to get through your day. It is a show filled with music from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the best R&B from today. And that is hosted by the legendary Kathy B. goodness, I love me some Kathy B. I'm so grateful to have her. Kathy B. And then from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we have what's called the Midday Soiree. And in this day part, you're going to hear music like, if you're familiar with day parties or like barbecues, any type of party-esque type atmosphere, this is where that music falls. We have neo-soul, we have reggae, we have R&B, and we have some old-school hip-hop. You know, all music is clean on this station, by the way. All music is clean. But, and radio edited. But the Midday Soiree is hosted by Almighty and my mom, Queen Candace. This is my mom's first time on the radio, and she is killing it. She is knocking it out of the park. And I'm really proud that she's able to tell her message over the airwaves beyond just her online magazine. And then from 2 to 6 p.m., we have what's called the Diva's Den with the Down South Diva, Miss Bambi, which is me. My show is actually targeted more for the younger youth, the adults that they might be in their 30s and 40s, but they haven't accepted that yet, so they still kind of party a little bit. along with the kiddos, I'm actually starting a feature in the month of April that is going to highlight children. And it's just going to be me interviewing children, and we're just going to, you know how the show goes, kids say the darndest things? It's kind of a spinoff off of that, but it's just children who are entrepreneurs. Like, if you have a lemonade stand, if you make your own lip gloss, if you are, you know, have superpowers and you help your mom clean up the house on the weekends, whatever it is great that you do, I want our listeners to know about it. So my show is more for the younger, but hey, you can be in your 70s and 80s and still like my kind of music. So make sure you tune in to the Diva's Den. And then from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, we have Levi Sims, the host with the most, in what's called the Cigar Lounge. And in this lounge, this is where we highlight our local artists. Their music is played, they are interviewed, and then we also have kind of like that old school throwback type of music, you know, for the OGs, as Levi calls it. So if you're an OG, this is the station for you with the music. And then on the weekends, we have Miss Addie Lamore from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. She does what's called Inspire You Cares, Our Community Connection. And she is our connection to the community. Whether there's something going on in the community and she wants to share it, or she may be giving resources about, you know, anonymous hotlines for domestic violence, rape, if you need something like food or shelter for your children, all types of stuff that are resources and community branded, that's Addie Lamore. From 12 to 6 on Saturdays, we have DJ Luke with Seafood Gumbo Saturdays. Seafood Gumbo Saturdays is a mix from 12 to 6, and it's a mixture of all kinds of music. So the name Seafood Gumbo comes from down south, you know, down here in the south, we make gumbo, and we put some of everything in it. Everybody makes their gumbo different. That's the purpose of Seafood Gumbo Saturdays. There's something in it for everybody, and everything is different. You may hear reggae, you may hear Zydeco, you may hear techno, you may hear a little hip-hop, it's a little R&B, a little pop. There's some of everything in the Seafood Gumbo. Saturday nights, we have Set It Off Saturdays from 6 to 10, which is all hip-hop. Again, all of our music is clean. On Sundays, we have DJ Jaywalk, who is an ordained minister for High Point Baptist Church, but his name on air is Jaywalk. His name is Pastor Justin Walker Sr., but he does gospel mixes. And it's so cool because Addie plays gospel music from 6 to 9, but from 9 to 12, he actually mixes gospel music. So he'll blend the different beats, and he also interviews different artists. We just interviewed Dietrich Haddon today, he and I, so that's really exciting. But he's on 9 to 12 every Sunday. And then from 12 to 3, we have DJ Lowe. He does a Southern Soul Blues and Groove mix from 12 to 3, and that is where he plays Southern Soul music mixed with a little funk, and it's really, really cool. And then Chuck Nobles is from 3 to 6 with Sultry Sundays, and he's playing those sultry hits like your Motown and your R&B songs. You know, you may hear Etta James, but then you may also hear Bill Withers, songs like that. And then from 6 to 10, we have the Lover's Lane Tech Hotel, where they're just love songs from 6 to 10, and that's hosted by DJ Tech. His name is Patrick Petaway. He is the host of No Sit Down Parties, but of course, slower music you may sit down and enjoy. So that's the pleasure in having DJ Tech. And all of our mixed DJs, they're actually mixing on air. So that's really cool that they're sharing their craft with anybody in the world, because as you requested, how do you get access to this radio station? Well, our radio station is internet-based. So I first want to say, your internet again, it's not like a radio dial. It's actually on the internet through the internet dispatch server. So with that being said, you can download the radio station app, and it's Inspire You On Air. N-S-P-I-R-E, the letter U, On Air. And you can find that in your Google or Play Store on your Android devices or your Apple App Store on your iPhone devices. It can be downloaded to anything that can download an app, a desktop, a laptop, a tablet, a cell phone, anything that can download an app. You can listen anywhere in the world. Although the time frequencies are off, we're Central Time. So everything we do is Central Time, but if you're in a Pacific, then you know that if it's 12 p.m., in Mobile, then it's 10 a.m. where I am, and that's how I need to listen in. If you're in Georgia, then you know that you are an hour ahead of us. So although our times are mandated, you can listen to us anytime. Just remember to keep your time frame conscientious of where you're listening from. If you're not the download app type of person, because my aunt and my grandma, she's like, I don't want that on my phone. It's too many issues, too many virus options. We get it. You can go to the website, inspireyou.org, that's N-S-P-I-R-E, the letter U, .org, and you can actually listen directly from the website. There's a little tab toggle on the right side of the screen when you go to the website, and you can click on air and listen on air. You can click online magazine, view our online magazine, or you can click contact, and you can contact us via email, or you can call us. So, again, if you want to listen to the station, you go to your Apple Store, your Google Play Store, or the website. If you go to your App Store, you're going to download Inspire You On Air. Everything else is on our website, inspireyou.org.
Wow, that's powerful. Oh, yeah, that empire is definitely growing. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Thank you. No, thank you for your time. I know being an executive, you know, you're constantly moving. And, you know, thank everybody for allowing you to come over here and give us a little of your time. Anybody that we took you from today, thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for having me. This has been such a pleasure. And I just want to thank you for allowing people to be on your platform to be transparent. That's something that a lot of people don't have the opportunity to be, which is open, honest, and freely speak how they feel. So thank you for having this platform to have the ability to do that and to do it on a level of redemption and triumph. That really means a lot to me. So thank you very much.
Thank you. That's what we want to do over here. We allow people to come in and break chains. We don't know what people have been through in their life. We're supposed to be here for each other. We're supposed to help each other.
Right.
And there's a lot of I don't know what's a good word for it, but it's like we don't know how to come together, and we need unity amongst our people. But we need unity in the world today. Period. Give something. I need you to say something to our Black community right now. A young, powerful Black woman executive doing the things that you are doing right now. You know, we need to be inspired as a people. You know, I know a lot of your clients, you have different, you know, different races of people. And this is nothing being racist or a bigot or you know, any segregated anything. We love everybody over here. It's something about, you know, us. You know, we need to know that everything's going to be all right, that we can do this together. And you are proving that. You know, you are proving that. You gave a lineup of different people on air, but you pulling people in from different directions, and a lot of them look like us. So say something to our people right now, being in the position you are right now, man. Please do that.
I just want to mention these different scenarios, and then I'll tie it back together. You all saw what happened with George Floyd. You all saw what happened with Breonna Taylor. You all saw what happened with Barack Obama. You all saw what happened with Kamala Harris. Two totally different spectrums and realms that are totally different. But in all cases, we unified as a people to make a difference. George Floyd was wrongfully murdered. His family got a settlement. It will never bring him back. But we unified as a country to make the Black Lives Matter movement bigger than it's ever been. And now they hear us. Now they respect us more. Now they are opening doors for us that would not have usually been open because we now see our worth and our value when we band together. It's unfortunate what has happened with Breonna Taylor because she has not been paid due justice. However, if we keep fighting and we keep manifesting our greatness and continuing to unify, she will be brought to justice as well. Her justice, they will definitely make sure she's taken care of. But my point is, we banded together and we made noise. We made a difference for those people who were wrongfully murdered. Barack Obama became president because we voted for him to become president. The last president we had became president because we did not vote. That is a streamlined opportunity for you to open your eyes and see. If we band together, this is what happens. But when we don't, this is what happens. But then Kamala Harris, because I'm going to be honest with you, I respect Biden to the fullest. But I truly believe that a lot of his presidency was won because of Kamala, who is an African-American woman. She is in the White House. So I'm giving you all of these scenarios to say we have the power. We hold the juice. We have created the traffic light, the car, the hair perm, the cell phone, the super soaker. We are phenomenal people, so we should act like phenomenal people. Put your best foot forward, continue to be great, and nothing but greatness can come from it. There is a woman who is almost closing in on the cure for cancer, and guess what? She's African-American. We are phenomenal people. So you ask for something inspirational, look in the mirror. There's your inspiration right there. Be great. Just go be great.
Oh, boy, I tell you. You sure you don't be listening to us through the week? Boy, you bought that right there. See,
Yeah, wow.
that's what I needed right there. Thank you for putting that out there like that, because that knocked it out the park. That home run was waiting on for the, you know, at the last few minutes, you got to get that touchdown of that home run.
Yeah. I just appreciate the opportunity. You have no idea how grateful for the opportunity that I am. So you know, thank you for having me. Please, you all, follow the platforms. If anybody's hearing my voice and you need help, guidance, or if you just want to, you know, put a shout-out on the radio to say, girl, I heard your interview, and I just want to say, great job. Please reach out to us to make it happen, because at the end of the day, without the support of everyone else, I could not do this. So without you all's support, I wouldn't even be where I am. But thank you very much for this opportunity. I truly appreciate it.
Yeah, we thank you for being here. I tell you, you know, using the power that we have, I think that we forget, you know, in the book of Genesis when God said, let us make man in our image after our own likeness. That means we look like our daddy and we supposed to act like him and be like him. That means we got a lot of power, authority, and dominion. I'm going to use mine.
Right.
You understand? You use yours. Now, we got to just help people to learn that they got it and how to use it. So thank you for coming on, giving them pointers and inspiring them to tap into themselves and use what God has given them to move forward. Thank you. Oh, wow. And it's something that you say that because every night we do a Black History Note and you bringing up everything that we invented, and we do this every night. So you sure you ain't been listening?
I'm
going to
listen more. I will promise you that. I'm going to listen more. But
that's powerful.
I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, man. Look in the mirror and know that you're
that's
great,
right,
and you can accomplish. You were put on this earth for a purpose. So
that's
figure
right
out your purpose and have a purpose behind your pursuit. If you want a business, please have a reason for it and it not be to make money, because you can do anything to make money, but you need to make a legacy. Do something to where your children's children's children will say, my granddad did this or my grandmother did this. Aim for those type of goals.
Amen for that. Wow. Wow. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, our Black History Note tonight goes to Madam C.J. Walker. She was born Miss Sarah Breedlove. Madam C.J. Walker was the first in her family to be free-born. When she started losing her own hair, Madam Walker developed a line of hair care products for African-American women that she promoted through a series of lecture demonstrations. In 1908, she opened a factory and a beauty school, and she would eventually sell her products not only across the United States, but also in Central America and the Caribbean. Walker became known for her generosity, and shortly before her death, she pledged $5,000 to the NAACP's Anti-Lynching Fund, the largest individual gift the organization had ever received. The Guinness Book of World Records recognizes Madam Walker as being America's first self-made female millionaire. Madam C.J. Walker, our Black History Note for tonight. Hey, your history tip has been given, so here's your health tip. Don't forget, y'all, do your exercise, get your stretching in, get you 64 ounces of water in your body every day. Did you hear what I said? 64 ounces of water. That's 4 16-ounce bottles of water or 8 glasses of 8 ounces of water each. How about that? And don't forget, cut back on the fast foods. You know what I'm saying? Stop all the snacking and eat your vegetables, eat your fruit, and take care of yourself. We need you healthy mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Study your word and get before God. Miss Amberly Bambi Harris, thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for giving us your time. You have been awesome. We love you. We love you. We love you. And, you know, I personally love you. Yes, we go way back. And I thank you. Thank you very much. And anything you would like to say before we get out of here?
I just want to say everybody be blessed. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Give big ups to your mom and your staff. And we thank you. And I'm going to play this song because this is one of the songs that we play. Thank you for bringing it up. It starts with you. Take a look in the mirror and everything's going to be all right. We love you, Ms. Harris. Be blessed.
I'm going to make a change for once in my life. It's going to feel real good. Gonna make a difference, gonna make it right. And I turned up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
You've been listening to Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound on YAT Radio, featuring the spirit-filled, soothing sound of a mind-blowing experience. Sponsored by the Williams Music Group.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.